I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, welcome to your own program, A Muslim Lady, where we have been discussing so many various important issues regarding Muslim lady. I hope you have enjoyed all our discussions, and I also hope you will benefit from today's discussions. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in our studios, my wife, Radia Batul Najafi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So in our previous episode, we talked about the very important quality of hijab or the self-building. And in self-building, there are a lot of qualities we can talk in details. So we talked about hijab, and in hijab, we said a hijab does not mean to cover only your body. You have to specifically, you know, take so many elements
exactly,
or so many things.
Yeah. And I remember this amazing saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, when you are walking, yeah, in a society, your walk means a lot. Tamshi ala istihya, the beautiful walk of the daughters of Prophet Shu'aib, which Quran is mentioning. You know, they used to walk with so much modesty and chastity. So your
keeping
style,
the distance
exactly,
from
exactly your style of walking, you know, talks a lot, indicates a lot, and therefore our sixth Imam he tells us that you have to walk from the side of the street. Because when you're walking from the side, that means one part of your body is towards wall or towards, you know, something. It's not that much prominent. You know, you are not showing it off. So,
look at Islam. Yeah. How he
in
cares
detail,
in
yeah.
details.
And even when during the burial, after the death, when you bury the dead body, so all the rulings are totally different for women, you know, like the way of, you know, and the rulings
carrying towards the, you know, grave,
towards the grave,
even
is,
the coffin, we say.
Everything is based on modesty. And one more thing which I really like about Islam is that Islam, a Muslim society, is expecting this from women, you know, therefore Allah has fixed this five prayers, daily prayers. And for each prayer, the Muslim society is giving you this amazing training that every time when azan is going on, and the call of prayer is just announcing by the caller, you have to do wuzu. And after performing wuzu, you are looking for your chador. For your covering. When you stand, you know, this is the practice. During namaz time, again, beautifully, Islam is giving this amazing exercise to girls, to Muslim lady. So the way we stand, you know, it's not like a man during the prayer time. Even our voice, you know, I'm not allowed to pray la'uli. And even the way I do ruku and sujood, you know, during my prayers, everything tells us that I have to practice, exercise from the age of 9, how to be modest. Therefore, our Prophet, he said, the hadith which we have started, that inna khayra nisa'ikum, the best women amongst you are those who has these qualities. Number one, al-wadud. Number two, al-walud. Number three, as-satira, al-afifa. This is so amazing. You know, I really want to say to my listeners that please take it in an utmost positive way, because it is positive, you know, 100%. Like, if you are in a beautiful way of modesty, then you yourself, you know, you have that amazing self-respect. You are in peace. Yeah. You know, you can focus in your life. You can be more active in your society. So everything goes to you in your benefit. Yeah. Therefore, Prophet is saying, as-satira and al-afifa.
When we talk about satira, exactly our Muslim society expects from a Muslim lady to cover completely and in a decent and modest way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says,
وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُعَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have given you clothes to cover up your nakedness and your, you know, body parts. So we are going to have a short break. Please, listeners, don't go away. Stay tuned. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
I remember that a beautiful riwaya, Usama bin Zaid, one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that once Dahyaye Kalbi, the beautiful companion of Rasulullah, he gave to Rasulullah a piece of cloth, you know, qabti cloth. And that time it was very, you know, nice cloth, qabti cloth, but it was very, very soft. So he gave to Rasulullah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave that cloth to me. Then I made dress for my wife from that cloth. The next day when I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked, Ya Usama, why you are not wearing qabti clothes? I told Rasulullah that I have made that cloth to piece of dress for my wife. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Usama, make sure that she wears a proper dress under it, because I fear that qabti clothes are not very good in, you know, covering your body. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sensitiveness. How he was sensitive about these things. It shows that a Muslim lady should be very careful. The way she dresses up, the clothing she chooses.
For me, it's really fascinating. I'm just thinking that, you know, nowadays we go to the tailors. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was here, present in our society, I think he would go to the tailors and he would say, don't stitch this kind of extremely unmodest and extremely tight dresses, which are not even healthy for our body. So that means we have to be very careful about the quality. Maybe if the cloth is a bit transparent, you know, like a bit thin, Islam is very sensitive.
Yeah.
Islam is very sensitive, about this too.
Even about the coloring.
Coloring, okay.
Yeah, Islam says that the colors who attract others' attention, it is not good for women to wear.
Yeah.
It also means Islam, how much Islam cares about our modesty, our peace, because everything comes towards the peace, you know.
Peace of mind,
peace in your family, peace in your home.
Yeah. And I think by having a modest dressing, Muslim lady is doing a big ihsan on Muslim society, because Muslim society is expecting expecting from her to be modest. Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Because if she is modest, she has a big right on me, you know, because of her, I'm in peace. Because of her, everyone is peace. Everything is in their own place. So you get that beautiful harmony and justice in a society by just having a very modest Muslim ladies in a society.
Definitely, it helps a lot because, you know, Shaitan is always there. You know, a lot of men, they can be attracted by a single, you know, mistake. So if our all Muslim ladies, they take care, they are conscious about these things.
And look at the hadith. The continuation is again a focus on the somehow same quality. العزيزة في أهلها الذليلة مع بعلها.
Wow.
This is a bit about أخلاقي. And then المتبرجة مع زوجها الحسان على غيره. متبرجة, like this.
Can you translate? Because our maybe dear listeners, they want to understand this hadith.
المتبرجة على مع زوجها. She's just expressing her beauty, in front of her husband. And that is something she's longing, like that quality is instilled in her, that she loves to show her beauty. Islam is taking care of her nature too. Islam is not saying, no, you have to just condemn, you know, you have to just suppress, you have to just, you know, shut down that your desire of having all this amazing, beautiful jewelry or beautician. You can use it at home in a very healthy environment, especially ma'a ba'al, your husband. So you will get sawab if you are mutabarrij, like very outstanding, like a models, you know, how they show their beauty.
Again, it shows that husbands, they should appreciate it also, because women always, they want someone to appreciate them.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Then al-hisan ala ghayrihi. This is something amazing.
Yeah.
Nowadays, she's very modest in front of other men.
Protecting.
Yeah.
Means she is protecting her, you know,
amazing,
and
amazing.
Body.
Protecting. I feel she's not putting that pollution, you know. If I go with, if I'm just expressing all my and exposing all my beauty, so I'm polluting the environment.
Wow,
because you know, I'm just,
this is also a good terminology.
Capture the minds towards myself in a negative way.
By traffic, we are creating a lot of pollution, you know. We are polluting the air, atmosphere, like by so many harsh sounds, we create pollution. So likewise, women and ladies also, they create this moral pollution.
Beautiful.
Yeah, because of this immorality, a lot of people, they get diseases.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Moral
amazing.
Diseases. Wow.
And al-aziza fi ahliha, she's a very aziz in her family, like very beloved one, very respectful one. And a bit like, you know, there is one beautiful saying of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha. He says, one of the quality of women which is best for her but the worst for men is to be a bit rude. Rude not in a negative way, like a bit very
not
respectful.
Very soft spoken.
Yeah, exactly.
And very humble.
Yeah. So here Aziza means she's very firmed.
To the point.
But az-zalila ma' ba'liha. Az-zalila means very humble towards family and husband. Yeah, but, you know, like there should be a big difference between, you know, the dealing and between the way of communication, the way of reacting with her family members and with the society. So
Islam wants a lady to be, you know, to the point and firm in the society.
I know.
I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.